Welcome to Up on Taconic, a podcast series that explores the world of Taconic High School from students, staff, school programs, and all of the great things that happen here each day. And welcome to Up on Taconic. I am Mr. Chiquette, and I am excited to be joined today by Mr. Bailey, one of our carpentry teachers at Taconic. And he is joined by two students that he's brought up today to the studio, Kyle and Luke. So welcome to all of you. Thank you for joining us. It is really great to have you here today. Today we're talking about the carpentry CTE program. If you don't know sort of the academic alphabet soup, CTE stands for Career and Technical Education. And as a program at Taconic, we are going into what I think we have 14 programs that will come in next year when it goes full CTE. So it's really great to be able to talk to all three of you today. And we've got hopefully some good questions that we can kind of learn a little bit more about your program with. So let's start with Mr. Bailey, if you don't mind. I think, am I correct with this, that you actually moved over to Taconic to start teaching here on the same year that I started here? Does that sound right?
No, well, we started the same year. I was at PHS for the first year, and then this is my third year at Taconic.
Okay. Yep. So that makes sense. Yep. So if you can, give us a little background on you. Tell us a little bit about your professional past, how you got into teaching, and ultimately kind of landed here in the carpentry shop at Taconic.
Yeah, sure. Well, I been in the trade for about 20 plus years now at this point, and my background is in historic preservation. It's actually my undergraduate degree. And as I kind of went along in my career, I realized that there was not younger kids coming into the trade, and mm-hmm. my position in the carpentry field was more of a foreman and as a kind of a teacher in that position too. And so when the opportunity came up to actually teach it, I kind of took the opportunity, realizing that there's really a need for experienced teachers out there to really move the next generation forward in the trades.
Yeah. Sure. So historic preservation was your yes. specialty? That's yep. amazing.
Yep.
So maybe I do. I was joking before we started taping that when it comes to things like this, like you know, ask my father when I was 15 how good I was going to be at carpentry and things. He's going to be like, nope.
Right.
But my love of historic homes and how people are preserving them is actually really something that's interesting to me. Were you working on projects professionally with that? Do you have one that kind of sticks out to you?
Oh yeah, no, from the very beginning of my career, I was mostly doing historic renovations and restorations. Living up in New Hampshire right out of college, and then moved back to the Berkshires maybe about 15 years ago now. But mm-hmm. it's primarily that's what it's been. It's been historic natures. There's been some new construction in there as well too, but yeah, I've worked on some houses that are predate, you know, the Americans. You know, we took down a building in Billerica, Mass that was 1690 something.
Wow.
And yeah. So, you know, it's a lot of fun. It's that kind of derived from my love for history and love for architecture, and it's combined the ability to work with your hands.
Yeah. And being in the Berkshires, having a lot of historical homes here and yep, to kind absolutely. Of, you know, kind of look at as well.
So absolutely. Yeah.
That's
no.
great.
But yeah. No, it's a unique, certainly something that's pretty unique to the field, and I've always enjoyed it, and yeah, it's fun.
Very good. Well, thank you. So Kyle, tell us a little bit about what year you are and what drew you to the carpentry program.
I'm junior in. What drew me to the carpentry program is my grandfather and my father. They're both pretty good at carpentry, but mm-hmm. I just see it as a really interesting trade. I really like doing it. It's very interesting, definitely a little bit challenging sometimes, but other than that, it's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. So, and you said you're a junior, right?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. And Luke, how about you?
Yeah, so freshman year, we toured all the kind of went through all the shops, and what drew me to carpentry was just once you build something, it's just the feeling after is just like, it's just undescribable, and also you don't get dirty while you're doing it, really. like auto tech. And
I thought that was sarcasm at first, but you're saying there's other trades that get much dirtier than what you get in
garage. Yeah, sorry, that's what I mean.
We just get sponges.
Luke doesn't really do enough to make enough sawdust, so
so we got to work on getting you more dirtied up, right? And you're a sophomore, is that right?
I'm a junior.
You're a junior as well. Okay, good, very good. Well, thank you. So one of the things that's kind of a big deal around here is that we are going from sort of something that was a non-CT program and then combined with all these great CT programs. And now next year through the vote, we are going into a full CTE mode next year. And I just want to kind of just quickly go around the horn here. We'll start with Luke here. How do you feel about the whole change?
Sorry, then.
It's okay. We're just talking about the move to the seat to the high school going into full CTE mode.
Oh yeah, like
all career technical.
Yeah, I think
education.
That's great. Definitely for all the students and just I don't know. What
a lot of clapping going on.
But you feel pretty good about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Kyle, how about you?
I think it's definitely very weird. I don't know if they're actually going to like, since because I'm junior, I don't know if they're going to like still do classes with like me, like still learning like normal classes.
Yes.
But
nothing changes for you.
Yeah.
But there is some fear hopefully. Of that though, right? There's this idea that with this big change, I've talked to a ton of students that kind of like, we're going to lose this or there's going to be some element of the way we know high school now that's going to go away, right? And is that kind of what you might have just a little bit of a concern about that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely do like having the classes. It's very educational, yeah,
mm-hmm.
since it is school. But other than that, I think like the whole idea of switching the whole CT definitely budget-wise would be, I feel like it would end up being more expensive because of all the equipment required.
Yeah.
More teachers required for those shops.
Right. Yeah. And I think you're right on that as they expand with different programs. Our program being a pretty good example, all of a sudden it goes from being an elective where they have a smaller budget to knowing that to meet those kind of Chapter 74 requirements, it has to be bigger. And so I think you're probably absolutely right. Mr. Bailey, how do you feel about the whole thing?
Yeah, no, I think it's a great opportunity for Taconic to really shine as a school in general, too. There's not a whole lot of schools in the state of Massachusetts that are full vocational. There's a lot of the comprehensive schools that we are now, too. But I think it opens up a lot of opportunities for students that are coming in to really prepare themselves for a trade after school that's going to just move them that much further ahead when they're out of here too. I think there's a lot of opportunities for coming to all CT. There's some drawbacks to it too. You know, there's going to be a learning curve especially for the vocational teachers. Bigger class sizes so we're also going to have those kind of things to deal with too. And all the other little kind of nuances that come along with it, like Kyle mentioned, even budget is something that we're always concerned about,
yeah,
too.
Sure.
But I think in the long run, I think it's great for Taconic. I think it's great for Pittsfield. I think it's great for Berkshire County, too. So I think it opens it up to not just Pittsfield anymore.
Right. And when you think about it, I think McCann was the only other Berkshire-based vocational right. school, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that as we kind of get into the game, we're really capturing – well, there's just such a big population in Central Berkshire that we're giving more opportunity now to the students down here, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, great. Thanks so much for those answers. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. All right. And we are back with Up on Taconic, and we're joined by Mr. Bailey, Kyle, and Luke, who are all in the carpentry program here at Taconic High School. So we're going to do I just want to hear a little bit more detail about starting to talk about the carpentry program itself and what you're doing when you're actually in the shop and you're kind of in learning mode. So starting with Kyle, what do you like about carpentry? What makes it different as you're in your shop from the kind of other high school experiences that you're having when you're out of the shop?
It's definitely pretty interesting. I mean, just the fact all the handwork, hand-eye coordination is required, which is a skill that some people don't have. So,
yep, I'm raising my hand and for the radio audience out there right now. Yeah,
yeah, I'm trying to think of more stuff to say.
Yeah, but I think that's the thing, though, right? You're spending, as a junior, you're spending an entire week, just so our listeners kind of understand that. Every other week, you're spending the entire week with in the carpentry shop doing projects, doing, you know, learning skills. And that's got to be such a different experience than kind of going to period one, period two, period three. You know, right? I mean, yeah. Is that true? Yeah. And Luke, how about you?
Yeah, so I think starting off earlier in the trade and like week on, week off, it's just so, I don't know, it prepares us better for our future. And, you know, it's good to get a head start on some of the, because other people go into the trade later and they're not as prepared and they're maybe struggle to move up. And yeah, I think it's good overall.
Right out of the gate, right? You're getting all this experience in high school. Now, you don't go out, like co-ops are where you're basically being able to go on to on-site and actually do work, but that happens during senior year, is that correct?
No, actually, we have a collaboration with Habitat for Humanity. So actually tomorrow, Thursday, we're going out to a project down in Great Barrington that for Habitat. We've been doing that pretty much every week for this whole school year.
Oh, good. Okay.
And we're hoping to go probably 2 days a week towards the end of the year. Mm-hmm. And again, it's a great opportunity for the kids to kind of take what they've learned in the shop and apply that to a real world situation too.
Yeah,
but as far as co-op opportunities, the second half of their junior year, every shop has the opportunity to, as long as they meet academic eligibility requirements, they have an opportunity to do a co-op program too.
Yeah.
Which is instead of going to their shop, they're out and
they're
working.
They're working. They're out there. Yeah. Yep. And so you're doing, so have both of you been out with Habitat for Humanity yet?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
Been like 5 times now, maybe?
I think it's probably more than that.
Yeah,
we've been doing it for a while.
Yeah. Now, is that the? I'm not sure if there's different sections of that around here. Is that the one that's run by? Is it Keith Davis that's running that, or is it a different?
No, it's Central Berkshire.
So Central Berkshire.
Carolyn Valley.
Okay, great.
Yeah, yep.
Great. So, can you tell me just quickly what are you doing? Like, is there a certain house that you're working on now? Or?
So we've been working mostly at the a Gordon Deming project, kind of getting ready for their finished stages. We've done some subflooring. We did some window trim. The one in Great Barrington was a older house they were renovating. First time we went down there with these guys, we did some, what did we do last time? We did some doors.
Yeah, we did some
doors.
Yeah,
hanging some doors.
Yeah, we mainly just were hanging doors.
Yeah, okay, and then we're going to be doing some flooring when we go down tomorrow, too.
Yeah, so it's all over the place, too, which is real, right?
It
real
is.
World.
Yeah. Absolutely, yep.
That's great. Yep. Now, when you're in the shop, obviously you're working on projects that probably are maybe somewhat made just to kind of get certain skill sets that you want to have, and then sometimes you'll be taking on projects that probably go out and have real world you know, and we'll talk about ours. We have a connection on one that we can talk about after the break. But so with all of these projects, and I want to ask all of you, start with Luke, what has been your favorite project that you've worked on so far?
So sophomore year, the end of sophomore year, we built this Adirondack chair, and we built it to start to finish and stained it and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, doing those little projects like that, not a little project, but just takes so much, like, so much fine detail. And I just like finishing something, and it's the feeling you get after.
In a project like that, is it for a customer, or is that something that someone gets to?
That one in particular was for the students to take home on their own.
Oh, great.
We there's some kind of funny things that we can and can't do for liability and different things. So most of the outside work we do is for either not-for-profits or municipality.
Mm-hmm.
But we do try to build in some small projects that the students can take home and really feel good about themselves and show off their work too, which is really important too.
Absolutely.
I think anybody that walks into our shop is the first question is, oh, you know, it's amazing in here. And you know, just the skill level that they develop over the time too is just, you know, they go from using just hand tools to building a birdhouse to moving up to building the Adirondack chairs to building just about a whole house that we have in our shop now.
There's quite a leap from a birdhouse to a real house, right?
Right. But
yeah,
that's amazing. It's that progression in a very short period of time. I mean, they were building birdhouse a year and a half ago, and now they're building roofs and siding and windows and everything else. Yeah. Now. So it's pretty.
Amazing leap in just such a small amount of time. I mean, it just says so much for the program. You know?
Well, it's that too. But I mean, carpentry in itself, there's so much to learn. Just our Massachusetts frameworks are kind of ridiculous when you look at what we're supposed to be teaching these kids. And our job as instructors is to try to give them as much experience as possible, you know, with all those things. And it can be challenging sometimes, but I think we try to make it so they can get some enjoyment out of it too. So it's not just doing it to do it kind of thing either.
That's great. Kyle, what has been your favorite project so far?
There's been a lot of pretty cool and fun projects that we've done so far. I don't know if I can specifically name a favorite. They're all really good. They're definitely good for learning-wise.
Is there one that stands out because it was such a challenge, or because it had, even because, I don't know, you have a story around it or anything like that? Or
if I had to think about it, probably the most detailed one we've done yet is building basically a full top part of a house with a roof and laying out plywood on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're going to get into shingles. Are we going to get into shingles on that?
Yep,
yeah.
We'll shingle the roof, yep. Yeah, so basically we couldn't fit a whole roof in the shop itself, so we basically cut it down to about 4 feet. So
made it
a little more accessible.
I wish that roof. We got all that rain the other day, and my sunroom started having leaks through the skylight and stuff. So maybe I could borrow that 4 foot part and put that over there when you're done with it.
Yeah. Sure.
Mr. Bailey, do you have a favorite project since you've been here?
I don't. I think the enjoyment I get is actually watching it. These guys are going to laugh at me. Actually watching these guys learn.
Yeah.
It really is when they, you know, again, like I said, going from hand cutting a birdhouse to doing what they're doing now. Some of my seniors get into some very complex roofing and some stair construction, which is not an easy thing to do for even experienced carpenters. And these guys are getting the opportunity to do it. So just seeing that and the satisfaction that a lot of these kids get out of just being able to do certain things. And then there's always that aha moment. I think with both of these students I have in front of me, I've watched them grow in their skill level. And it's just at some point you're like, wow, you can look back and say, you know, you look at a student like barely be able to read a tape measure a year ago, and now they're building these very complex roof systems doing it very accurately and nicely. So that's the enjoyment I get.
Yeah, and I agree, as a teacher, to eventually, hopefully near the end of the year, take that step back and see all, because you're sort of in the fog the whole time, and then you can step back and finally see, wow, look, we made some progress, look at all of this. So really great. Well, thank you for kind of chiming in on your projects as well. Let's take another quick break and we'll be right back. All right, and again, we are back on Up on Taconic with Mr. Bailey, the Taconic CTE carpentry teacher, and students Kyle and Luke. And so let me kind of jump into sort of a specific project here, because it's been really amazing that you guys have been nice enough to sort of take on something that kind of fulfills what the needs are of our little budding program here, which is at Taconic TV. If you haven't heard about what we do, we're actually in this television/recording studio right now. And every week, we have four different classes that will be making a TV news show that goes out to not only onto YouTube and seen by the entire school, but it also goes on to cable access TV for PCTV and up in the Northern Berkshires with Northern Berkshire TV. And we have been wanting, since we've started the program almost 4 years ago, to really expand the look of what on-camera look of what we have. And so I think it was maybe about a year ago that Mr. Bailey allowed me to come down and make my pitch and show some examples online and to be able to actually get a project started that is a news desk. And he said yes, and we went through sort of the bureaucratic part of it, of getting it all to happen and everything. And you guys have been great. So you're in the midst of the project now. If you can, Mr. Bailey, just take a second and talk a little bit about, if you don't mind, kind of focusing on this project, the evolution of it, the planning, and then just kind of how you see it through.
Yeah. So Yeah, we're very near completion on it. We're just getting to the point where we just got to get some paint on there for you before we can get it up to you.
Yeah.
But it was an interesting kind of project when you kind of came to us. When I worked with my seniors on it, we kind of looked at it and said, well, let's do something that's a little more challenging, not so much just a box,
yeah.
a typical desk. And so we came up with this curved idea, again, looking at some of the examples you had shown with the typical TV desks and everything. So it's actually an inverted half circle, mm-hmm. essentially, is the desk. So the challenge was, how do we create a curve in wood? Right? How do you make something that's wood is usually very straight and rigid, and right. how do you make those curves? So going through the process with my senior group to actually be able to do that and teaching them different techniques on how to create something that's outside of your normal standard box construction.
Right.
So it was a really interesting project as we went along. It's slowed down just because of a lot of different reasons, but we're getting near to the end of it. And I think it's going to be a great addition to your studio. Plus it'll be able to kind of really show off the kind of things that we can do in our shop. And I think the seniors that had worked on it should take great pride in what they've done and be really excited about what it's going to be.
Yeah,
hopefully for a long time.
No, I think so, and I think that's one of the thing about these projects is that sometimes you do a project and it goes away or it goes into some private use or something like that, and you know you did it. In this case, every week, probably indefinitely, everybody on the school is going to turn on their projectors and they are going to see this amazing project that you've made. And it's really going to add. I've been saying this for a long time. I've been doing TV production for almost 15 years, and we put so much time and effort into spending money on cameras and lighting and all the things you don't see that sometimes when you look at our set and stuff, you go, we haven't put any money into what you do see or any effort into what you do see. So this will be the first time, I think, that other than just a curtain in the background, that we're really going to have what will look like a professional set, and we're going to have all of you to thank for it. So it's one of those to-be-continued things, but sometime, whether it's before the end of the year or going into the new year, we'll be really excited to kind of have that premiere. We even said, too, when we do it, we will have a huge premiere. We're probably going to change the entire look and feel from the music to the introduction and video, all the videos and everything, to really sort of match this new theme of having a professional set, and I think the students are really excited for that. So so let me ask each of you one more question before we finish up for the day. Let me start with the students. What do you and I'll start with Luke, just so you know it's coming. What do you see yourself pursuing carpentry after high school? And if you can, what would a dream job look like for you?
Yeah, so first going into carpentry, I had no clue what I wanted to do. Like, I wasn't thinking about after high school, and I was just learning how to use all the tools and everything like that. But now it seems like it's coming so soon, and I got to prepare for it. So like, sophomore year, we went on a tour like in Boston, near Boston, mm-hmm. to the Carpentry Union program, apprenticeship program, in the facility. And I was just fascinated by that. And I think right now, this period of time, I think that's where my head is at.
Yeah.
But definitely never say nothing set in stone. And,
You kind of best laid plans.
So right now, that's where my head is at. But
that's great. Yeah. Kyle, how about you?
I can definitely agree with Luke on that. I started off at the beginning of the year barely being able to read a tape measure. You mentioned me in that. No name required.
I think that was supposed to be anonymous, though, right?
Yeah, I started off not being able to read a tape measure that well, and then it just kind of came to being able to accurately lay out. Still have some struggles here and there, but mm-hmm. It's very interesting. We've come a long way over the 3 years, almost 3 years we've been here, and I honestly love carpentry. I'm not like 100% sure if it's like specific job I would want to do in the future. It's more of like I did it as like a thing of like if I ever wanted to do anything with my life, like. Job-wise, it would be carpentry because it's just such an interesting thing to do.
Yeah. So you're keeping an open mind right now.
Yeah.
You still got another year, right?
To
kind of start to make up your mind and see what you want to do, correct?
Yeah.
Before you graduate. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So absolutely. Now, let me shift a little bit, Mr. Bailey, and talk just a little bit about your program. And because I think I've talked to a couple of other CTE teachers during our series here and stuff, and I'm sort of always kind of asking some similar question to this, which is, look down the road, 3, 4, 5 years, something like that. Are there changes, improvements that you hope to see over the coming years, or do you want to see your program evolve in some way?
Well, I think just the nature of it is evolving, especially as we move, as we mentioned, more towards to an all CTE program. You know, my teaching partner, Mr. Romano, and I have talked about what are we looking at in the future quite a bit, and I think there's some opportunities to starting small with something like the TV desk that we're talking about here, but actually being able to do some other structures perhaps on the campus itself that would really, showcase the program too. And again, it expanding those relationships we have with like Habitat for Humanity and just, again, giving these kids as much experience as possible. Carpentry is kind of it may not seem like it, but it is always an evolving program in outside of school too. There's always changes, code changes, and new technologies, new tools that are always coming out too. So we're trying to keep up with those things. At the same time, we're trying to keep it interesting for the kids, and at the same time, we're going to get more kids in there. So it's really growing, and I think just looking for all those opportunities that are out there too. But I think there's some exciting things coming up that we're going to be able to really showcase our program outside of the shop itself.
Yeah, yeah, and that's it, right? It's a bit, for all of us, it becomes this to be continued type Absolutely. Of thing, because this is such a we're at a crossroads with the school. It's changing over to a new format, or at least completely changing over to a new format, and then evolving with a new building and everything. So it will, I think, for all of us looking down the road, it'll be interesting to see as the technology and all the other things change, just in terms of where we all go with our program as well. So thank you so much, and I want to thank, you know, all three of you for joining me today. It's been really great to have you here.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, and I want to thank everyone for listening, and as we kind of wrap up this week with Up on Taconic. Thank you to the listeners, whether it be on WTBR, which is now happening on Mondays at 6 o'clock, or whether you're listening to us in the CastBox or the Spotify format online. We really appreciate you checking us out. If you have any questions for us at Up on Taconic, feel free to email us at taconictv@pittsfield.net, and we will see you next time on Up on Taconic. Up on Taconic has been a production of Taconic TV and podcast produced at the Taconic Studios in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, and this week featured Taconic carpentry teacher Mr. Bailey and students Kyle and Luke. The show was produced using state-of-the-art Rode podcasting equipment and taped in April of 2023.